This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I dare any Democrat to list the attributes of each of their candidates as compared to Donald Trump. Send that gladiator into the arena to face Trumpus Maximus. Nero, please! Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Donald Trump is a gladiator. He is Maximus! Send your best. Do your will. Let's go, Democrats. Who's it gonna be? You want to talk leftism for a bit? So here's, over the weekend, something you could ask yourself if you want to talk leftism. How many black people were killed in Chicago last week? How many children in America were separated from their parents, particularly children of minorities, blacks and Latinos, because of domestic violence or some form of violence in their household? How many of them? How many of those do you think the Democrats are going to discuss? AOC and team, the squad. How many of those do you think they want to tell you about? How many cops were abused in some leftist crap hole city because they won't protect them, because the police are too afraid to fight back? How many of those are out there? How many more women are subjected to sex slavery, or kids are in human trafficking? In bidirectional, some leaving the country, others coming in to satisfy the whims of the Epsteins and the Weinsteins. How many of them? How many starlets are up on a casting couch in Hollywood waiting on that next role? How many women in the Me Too movement are still looking for, I don't know, the Tea Party rapist, the Tea Party racist, the Tea Party nationalist? How many of them are actively looking for that? Meanwhile, they still are in Hollywood or in whatever form of business that they're in, doing what they do. Using their feminism to get what they want and blaming some guy for it, talking about the patriarchy. How many people have gone unprosecuted, been able to escape justice because some system inside, that whether it's a Jussie Smollett-type case or whatever in these inner cities is occurring, while they decry white privilege? Talk about white nationalism. Talk about, white guilt. Perpetrating white guilt. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about leftism. Let me tell you something, folks. With President Trump in office, you as a conservative listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, can feel like a winner. And that's just what President Trump promised you. He said, we might get tired of winning. Well, I don't anticipate getting tired of winning because I rather like the feeling of winning. As a lifelong winner, I know what it means to win. My status as a winner required a lot of early losing. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm proud to say I ain't going back. I know how to be a winner, and I know how to stay a winner. As the old saying goes, it's a lot better, a lot easier to stay in shape than it is to get in shape. So I ain't going back. Conservatives are trained to win. We understand that to get better at anything requires practice. It requires a lot of losses, so to speak. But see, losses, not in the game, are considered practice. And after practice, you can test yourself. And in the case of life, I promise you, is going to test you. Life is going to throw adversaries in your way. And as the saying goes, you win some, you lose some. The real saying is, you win some, you lose a hell of a lot more. But when you do that, you become a winner. Just like me, Kevin Jackson, on the Kevin Jackson Show. See how that works? Nothing's going to keep me down. Oh, Kevin, Fox News fired you. You know what? Screw Fox. Fox doesn't determine my future. I said it before, I'll say it again. If I never appear on Fox, I don't have to miss it. Fox, let me tell you, I'll just be blunt. Fox misses me. And many of you miss me being on Fox, because you tell me. But I don't care if I ever go back on that channel. So you either learn how to win or to overcome, or you become a leftist and you learn how to cheat. See, that's what happens. There's three ways you can go. You can learn how to be a winner, or you can learn how to lose and people are going to take advantage of you, or you can become a leftist cheat. The latter two are both leftists, because when you learn how to lose and you don't want to put the work in to win, you are by definition a leftist. I'm just explaining how it all works, folks. See, we as conservatives, we train and we train for rules. We understand. We say to ourselves, I don't want something out of life that has been given to me, you know, unless it's been freely given. But I want to earn it. I'm willing to earn it. Leftists, on the other hand, they stack the deck. They stack the deck in every facet of life. And here's the reason why. It's a very simple thing. Leftists can't compete if you give them rules. They can't. They must unlevel the playing field. There is not a policy area that exists where leftists have not cheated, told you a white lie, told you a blatant lie, told you a retroactive lie, something. Not a policy. They can talk about Obamacare till they're blue in the face. If they presented Obamacare with the truth, it wouldn't have gotten in. You can't keep your doctor, and you can't keep your existing plan. If they had said that, it doesn't go through. So what do? They lie to you. Then they get it, and they go, well, it's better anyway, so you should be happy. Yeah, because we're elitists, and we know it's better for you. So I'm just guessing. That's just one example. That's what they do. They cry man-made global climate change, and they pay scientists to lie. And then, once the money dries up, the same adamant scientists who preach that nonsense admit they lied. Does the media come back and say, hey, those scientists admit that they lied? No, they move on. They press on, still talking about global climate change, hoping that in the remnants of it, that somewhere people will forget. Trump will forget. Just keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it. These scientists are all coming out going, it's the only way I could get funding. I got funding because I told them what they wanted to hear. They wrote me a check for $250,000, $500,000. That's why we did it. But the left doesn't come back and explain that. They just press on. We're having another summit. And they got enough dummies, enough ignoramuses out there who'll follow them and pretend that it matters. We're going to die in 12 years if we don't do something. Well, they sure don't have a sense of urgency that tells me they think they're going to die in 12 years, because they certainly moved on real fast to the border issue, didn't they? What do you care about kids in the border if we're going to be gone in 12 years, AOC? I'm just curious. Maybe somebody can answer that during the break. Listen to Kevin Jackson, folks. Lots to talk about. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftism is nonsense, folks. It is a ruse to get your money. That's all it is. The flavor of the day. I asked before the break, I said, AOC said that switching over from fossil fuels to green energy is the most important issue of our day. She says, if we don't do it now, we're all going to die in 10 or 12 years or whatever, and we got to make this transition right away. And then somebody went, you know that's a farce. You know it's a lie. You know all the data doesn't support it. You know what she does? Suddenly, children at the border become a major issue. Now, that's like, let me just put it in perspective. That's like somebody saying, hey, listen, you have developed terminal cancer, and you have a year to live, and you say, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to college and work on a new four-year degree. That's the equivalent, because what AOC did was go from something that she claimed was the most potentially catastrophic thing that could happen to America, or to the world, and she traded it out with people being separated at the border from their families. Now, it's wrong on so many levels, because how many people did AOC go by who she theoretically represents who've been separated from their families? legitimate Americans separated from their families. How many? Quite a few, I'd say. And how many people are she now saying, you know what, I know we're going to all die in 12 years, but I got to go take care of this little border issue thing. They don't even see their fallacies. They don't see the ironies, or what I call the ironic hypocrisy, the hypocritical ironies. Yeah. This current issue of border security, Democratic leaders have been in lockstep with Trump's policies before they were Trump's policies, yet nothing was done about securing the border. Then as soon as President Trump actually addresses border security, the left lies about separation of families and other border BS. They tell us these people are cost positive to the economy. They aren't committing nearly as much crime as we say. And then I say, well, then it's really funny to me that they aren't committing nearly as much crime, yet almost half the prison population are illegals from other countries or gang members, etc. How does that correlate? How does it correlate? Because here's how I can tell you. Black folks represent a big portion of the penal system, incarcerated inmates. You want to know why? Because they're committing a heck of a lot of crime. I suspect it's the same reason why these Hispanics dominate our jail system. I'm just guessing. Why do they do this, the Democrats? They do it for votes and for money. They do it for power and money. Votes equal power. Power equals money. Look at how the Clintons scored. Look at how Obama scored. Look at how Pelosi scored. These are people that go into Congress or go into the political office with practically nothing, and suddenly they're wealthy. They are among the wealthiest people on the planet. Anyway, that's all the rehash. The good news is the left, they're losing, folks. They're losing big time. I would like you to tell me, when is the last time a Democrat experienced a win? If you want to go back to the midterms and say, Kevin, that was when they won, okay, I'll give it to you. But I'm saying policy win. I think the Democrats cheated in the midterms, but I'll give it to you. But outside of that, when have they won? I'm talking about not a temporary win, but a real win, a win they can take to the bank, one they can cash in right now. Not a casino win where you hang around and you give the money back. I'm not talking about that. Tell me when. Most recently, the Supreme Court overruled a lower court judge who had blocked the president from using military funds to build a wall. And that lower court judge ruled on that, and the media vaped with their supposed win over Donald Trump. But what they don't understand about Trump is not a quitter and he's not a loser. He wasn't even dismayed. He was like, I expected it. And he had his attorneys already ready to file an appeal, which they did. He continued being Trumpian, Trumpus Maximus, ultimately getting the win. Democrats need to understand Donald Trump doesn't lose. So instead of Trump asking, his question of conservatives, how do you feel about winning? I'm going to ask leftists a different question. How does it feel to lose so much? You're getting your butts kicked. From the moment Donald Trump attacked the lax immigration policy of America and demanded that America stop importing gang members, drug and human traffickers, and other criminals at our poorest borders, the Democrats tried to demonize. And they thought that would be the end of his political career when he said, I'm going to address this stupid poorest border issue, something that the both parties have been kicking the can down the road for decades. I'm going to address it. And the Democrat, he's actually going to try to address it, that racist, that xenophobe, that Mexican hater. Trump spoke the truth about real issues negatively impacting all aspects of America, and the Democrats accuse him of racism and xenophobia. He understood that illegal immigration not only screws up our court systems, it puts criminals on the street. It is a drain on our economy in a multitude of ways, in our school systems, in our healthcare systems, in our criminal justice system, and on and on. And people are looking at it like he's got three heads from the left. Addressing real life issues. So he began kicking notorious gang members, drug dealers. Hey, these people have committed the most heinous crimes in this country. Murder, rape, you name it. He starts kicking them out of the country, and the Democrat, I can't believe it. How could he possibly do it? Shame on him. Democrats are losers. And boy, did they have a losing week. Woo! Losers! I bet the tattoo parlors are getting a lot of L's put on some foreheads. So, one would have thought that Trump had evicted nuns to hear the cries of the leftists when he started kicking out MS-13 gang members. City of Oakland mayor hiding people, warning them. ICE is coming. Democrats declaring ICE is an enemy. I gave you statistics the other day of the number of people that ICE have removed from this country. These are dangerous criminals. And the left,
I can't believe it.
And you wonder why the public at large is going, wait a minute. They're kicking out gang members and y'all are upset about that? You don't think that correlates? Oh, I know, Kevin. The polls, right? Because, you know, Joe Biden's beating Donald Trump in the polls. Well, a month ago, every Democrat was beating Trump in the polls. What happened? Why is it only Biden? And strangely, how is Biden beating Trump in the polls only when at a time when he's not even beating his own people in the polls? I'm just curious. Biden's been slipping for the better part of a month. He's waiting on the next debate so he can hopefully recover. But he's now the only candidate beating Trump. It doesn't correlate. We got more to talk about.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gilroy, California Police Chief Scott Smithy says they're investigating reports of a second suspect after Sunday's deadly shooting at a garlic festival.
We did have reports of a potential second suspect. We don't have any confirmation that any second suspect did any shooting, but we certainly are investigating all leads to try to determine who that potential second suspect is and what exactly that person's role was.
The victims in the attack are a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his 20s. More than a dozen people were injured in the attack as well. President Trump signs a bill permanently extending the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Speaking at the White House, the president says the country must be there for the first responders who served in Lower Manhattan.
Families of our fallen heroes, our nation owes each of you a profound debt that no words or deeds will ever repay.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The only way to beat Donald Trump, and I've said this for years, is you've got to get in his face. You've got to smother him politically. It's got to be like a Dean Smith, like full court UNC press, where they can't even pass the ball in bounds without three great athletes around them at all times. But
that was Joe Scarborough of MSNBC. What do they call it? Morning Joe. And he's giving the left, the playbook. This is a Republican, supposed Republican, who's married now to a vapid leftist, and he's giving the playbook on how do you beat Donald Trump. And it cracks me up because if it's so easy, Joe, why don't you do it? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, talking about leftism run amok. If it's so easy, why did Hillary Clinton need to cheat to do it? Why did Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama weaponize the entirety of the government against Donald Trump? If it's that simple to do, Joe Scarborough. He goes on, he's adamant about how to beat Trump. And for the record, I'm talking about how the left are now having to realize how big a losers they are. It's the first time in decades that they've been challenged on their policies and been made to lose. Been made to understand you are not going to win. You may get a temporary win, but you're not going to win. I want you to understand the psyche of that. And let me put you in the mindset of somebody, and then we'll play the rest of this Joe Scarborough clip. But let me put you in the mindset of Mike Tyson when he fought Evander Holyfield. Now, years before, I predicted, I told a friend of mine, I said, this fight will never happen because they're in two different weight classes. But I said, Evander Holyfield can beat Mike Tyson anytime they fight. I said, Evander's a puncher. He keeps you at the end of a long jab, and then he comes through with a very good right cross. Mike Tyson can't beat him. Mike Tyson has to set up. He puts his fists together, and then he starts coming in, and he starts moving quickly. But a guy that knows how to headhunt can throw Mike off of his rhythm. Fast forward X number of years, and guess what? The two fought. So they fought the first time, and Holyfield beats him. And it came to the point where Mike Tyson was like, I can't beat this guy. So what did he do? He bit him in the ear. The second fight, he bit him in the ear. The first fight, everybody's like, oh, it's a fluke. You know, how did he do it? How did Holyfield beat Tyson? I already gave you the secret decoder. It was easy. The same way Buster Douglas beat him. End of a jab, right cross. And so anyway, the second time they fought, Mike Tyson, you could sense the realization in his mind, I can't beat this guy. That's what the Democrats are finally experiencing. They're figuring out, we can't beat this guy. What are we going to do? And the answer is, they got to either hope, they got a wing and a prayer. They're hoping that something will stick. They're hoping this idea of obstruction. I mean, did you see the desperation in the Mueller hearing? The idea of, he's obstructing. And they go, obstructing what? The level of desperation, that is them biting Donald Trump's ear. And it didn't work. It didn't work then, and it didn't work now. Let's hear the rest of the Scarborough clip.
Marco, all the people, Ted Cruz, none of them knew how to fight. I mean, think about Ted Cruz. This man insulted Ted Cruz's wife, said she was ugly, and said his father killed JFK. Now, if somebody did that to me, they would not be there. They would not have been elected president of the United States because I would have spent every waking second figuring out how to destroy their political career, and I would have done it. That would have been my mindset. That's all I would have thought about. I would have been driven by it. Take Jeb Bush. Donald Trump insults Jeb Bush, retweets a slur against Jeb Bush's wife. Right? Jeb Bush said, you should apologize for that. Donald Trump said, I'm not going to apologize for that. Jeb Bush says nothing else. No, no, no. Everything stops right there. And you turn to Donald Trump and say, hey, you know what, Donald? Here's the deal. I may not win, but neither are you. Because I'm going to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working, focusing, not going to sleep, until I figure out how to turn your political bones to dust. And when I turn it to dust, at that point, I'm then going to spit on it. And then I'm going to sweep it off the stage and make sure nobody remembers you for anything other than being the mean clown that you are. Again, I'm sorry to scare children this morning, but I'm talking about a mindset. And by the way, I'm dead serious Democrats running for president of the United States. I'm dead serious Democrats running the House of Representatives. If you want to stop Donald Trump, it is time to stop fighting by Marcus of Queensberry rules. It's time to roll up your sleeves and go after him and do whatever it takes to win. If you don't do that, well,
you'll see him again.
Yeah, you'll have Donald Trump for 4 more years. Well,
so there's Scarborough trying to imply that the Democrats actually follow the rules, that they're fighting clean as Trump fights dirty. Let me tell you what Trump does. Trump fights. I don't know how many fights you've ever been in. I can't speak to you. I'll tell you this. I fought it for 10 lifetimes. And I don't regret a single one of them. I never started a fight in my entire life. And most of the fights, you know, most of the things I've ever done have been, you know, professional fights. Me or you know, fighting as a sparring and, you know, in competitions and things like that. But fights. I've been in a lot of fights. And I'll tell you, once beyond the little fights I had as a kid, when I became an adult, there was no such thing as there's rules to my fight. There's no such thing. By the time I learned how to fight, and you wanted to fight, it wasn't like, okay, we're gonna fight like boxing rules, or we're gonna fight like we're in the octagon, no eye gouging, no blah blah blah, no grabbing the crotch. I don't know what fight school you came from, but all of that's gonna happen. There's no such thing as a fight that's gonna be clean. Donald Trump understands that. Donald Trump says, I'm going to fight you on every piece of dirt that I know about you. I'm going to fight you about your ugly feet, your ugly wife, your infidel, whatever. Because you're not going to fight. I'll put it a different way. Because this doesn't make, this can get off into the weeds. If you believe for 1 second that the left have fought cleanly against Donald Trump, I'd love to hear you explain that, how that was. There have been more lies told about Trump, more innuendo, more absolute witch hunts done on behalf of Donald Trump than you can shake a stick at. So the idea that Scarborough thinks that's a secret decoder ring is ridiculous. Let me tell you, if there's anybody who is so ready to fight on any plane that you want to fight, and I've said this to many people that have said to me, Kevin, why are you so mean-spirited when the Democrats come at you? And I say, I'm not mean-spirited at all. I'm a fighter. If you're going to pick a fight, because their favorite thing is, don't go fight in the mud. Let me tell you, if you get picked on in the rain, you're going to fight in the mud. Does that make sense? I get tired of people telling me, well, you need to fight on the high road. I don't know how to fight on the high road, but what I do know how to do is fight. And I will absolutely put my foot up your behind faster than most people that you know, because I'm not even going to think twice about it. And if you pick that fight, I'm the most sensitive dude on the planet. I swear there are days I say to myself, Kev, stop being so sensitive. I watch movies and, you know, I was watching a movie the other day. I think it was called Hunter Killer. And the Russians helped us, you know, we saved the president and all that. And I found myself tearing up because America and Russia were working together, you know, and all this. And because I'm just a sensitive guy when it comes to that. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to whooping your butt, I have zero sensitivity. Zero. And I tell people this so they're warned. And it isn't, like I said before, I don't have to be the baddest guy on the planet to make you not want to fight me. And Donald Trump's the same way. He's saying, I don't even have to win the fight. What you have to know is I'm willing to fight. So this idea of Scarborough talking about this is ridiculous to me. The Democrats in the previous segment I talked about all the things that the Democrats did that to thwart Trump. There were things that every politician on the planet wanted when it came to the border. What about when Donald Trump did the same identical Muslim travel ban that Obama did, less than Obama? What do? They accuse him of being Islamophobic. Democrats complain. Then Trump decides, okay, you know what? He's looking over all the issues as a president. These global partnerships and global cabals and global interests. And he picks on NATO. He says, hey, NATO, you need to pay your bills. You need to pay your fair share. What did Democrats do? They side with NATO. Trump didn't change the rules on NATO. He merely enforced the rules of NATO. The partner countries refused to honor our existing agreement. And the Democrats demanded, get mad when Trump demands that they pay up. What country are these people representing? What demographic are they representing? To listen to Democrats, you think that they represent other nations and not the United States. So what the ultimate outcome was, NATO paid its bills. We come back and talk more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a lot more I want to talk about on the crazy leftism, and I titled these segments Talking Leftism, but I want to skip ahead and I'll probably just talk about more leftism stuff tomorrow. But I want to talk about something that occurred. It's been happening all the while, but the Mueller hearing certainly put this on steroids, and it highlights the change that has occurred in D.C. over the past 2+ years, and specifically over the past 6 months. It's been roughly that time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So, as Trump surmised very early on, during the campaign, D.C. is a swamp. It is the burial ground of pricks and other anti-American ne'er-do-wells. And I apologize for that word, but it's okay for the FCC. The president decimated these D.C. swamp rats over his tenure so far. And he's done it in such a way that these swamp rats are actually starting to do two things. One, the swamp rats are growing a conscience and saying, you know what, I need to cover my butt. But they're also weakening, and the people around them who have allowed the swamp rats to flourish, and, you know, as they sat in the same swampy crap, have decided, you know what, it is a new day, and we need to come out, and we need to do something legit. We need to really, get this government back on track, a government by the people for the people. And Donald Trump is singularly responsible for that, and the only reason why he can do that with such gusto is because of you. Yes, you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, conservatives all, for the most part, and you have ushered in a time where people now feel a level of confidence that they can make this happen. And this is great. This is great for all of us. So, according to former District Attorney Joe DeGeneva, I'm not sure what he was, but I think he was like a, he might not have been a DA, but he was he was in the D.C. district, and he was like a district attorney, like a DA or whatever they call it, a fed. You know, he went after people. Anyway, he says many of these D.C. scoundrels are now flocking back to the IG in order to correct their testimony. And I want to play a clip from DeGeneva speaking on, I believe, Lou Dobbs' show.
Well, let me conclude as we have the last two or three of our discussions. We are approaching August and still no Inspector General report. I'm beginning to believe in almost nothing that that emanates from the Inspector General's office. This is pathetic, the time that it's taken. It is not the most complex case I can imagine in the world. What in the world is the problem with the Inspector General and getting that report out?
Forget the IG.
Here's what's happening.
Don't tell me to forget the IG. We've been talking about the IG for a year.
We're squat. Joe's going to tell you.
But
Joe's going to tell you.
Here's what's happening. As a result of the appointment of Durham, people are flocking back to Horowitz to, quote, correct their testimony, to let him know that they've remembered new things, that they found out stuff that they didn't know about. People are worried, and they should be, because it's now beginning to become very clear that Durham is moving forward with speed, and people are going to Horowitz and asking to be re-interviewed. This includes FBI officials and others, and as a result of that, I'm delighted he's delaying.
And you're going to see that Mifsud was a Western agent, not a Russian agent.
And it's going to make Mueller look even worse when Dr. Mifsud gets to have his say. And he's already been interviewed by both Horowitz and Durham.
Trust us, Lou.
Oh, I trust you. I trust you implicitly and explicitly. I have to tell you, I am very tired of a Department of Justice that doesn't move with alacrity in the interest of justice.
Okay. As a result of the appointment of Durham, people are flocking back to testify. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. This is what I told you guys. I told you that John Durham, who replaced John Huber was an Obama appointee who was slow-walking every investigation. He was part of the swamp. Sessions and Rosenstein allowed this. You are now about to get a good old heaping helping of kick butt, whoop butt that you've never seen the Democrats go through. But before I even get more into that, let me tell you what, it was a Q&A, Adam Schiff, this is back in June, and he mentioned needing whistleblowers to step forward. And here's what he says, we might not know unless a whistleblower steps forward whether Bill Barr is abusing authority even beyond fundamental abuse of trying to exonerate the president on obstruction of justice. This is what Schiff said. So we find ourselves, I think for the first time, with an attorney general who is really the president's defense lawyer and spokesperson. What Adam Schiff was doing was he was trying to set the stage and preemptively say to you, when a whistleblower comes forward who knows more about the other side of this equation, dismiss it. It's going to be part of the Barr conspiracy. But I love his comment about protecting Donald Trump. That's what Barr was for. Yeah, because when you consider that Holder actually called Barack Obama, here's what he said. He says, they asked him, was he going to leave? This was back in 2013. He was interviewing Tom Joyner. He says, I'm still enjoying what I'm doing. There's still work to be done. I'm still the president's wingman, so I'm there with my boy. So we'll see. Now, this is an attorney general who said, I'm still the president's wingman. I'm there with my boy. But Schiff says, it's the first time I've ever seen an attorney general try to protect the president. When this is all that Barack Obama and Eric Holder did was work in cahoots with one another to not have a scandalous administration. The guys that shipped guns over to Mexico and Fast and Furious don't have a scandal. The guys who tried to ship guns to the Middle Easterners in Libya don't have a scandal. The guys who let people die on waiting lists with the VA don't have a scandal. They tried to get conservatives in trouble with the IRS, don't have a scandal. They were in cahoots the entire time. It's ridiculous to even think otherwise. A wingman is how he described himself. But Trump fired Sessions, who somebody called his protector. Eric Holder actually said of Jeff Sessions, at least I'd had the pleasure of not having to serve a president I needed to protect. Talk about rewriting history. Eric Holder has the distinction of being one of the only attorney, the only, not one, the only attorney general in history ever held in contempt of Congress. And what happened? Barack Obama then exercised executive, executive privilege so that Holder wouldn't have to turn over evidence about all the things he was doing to protect the president. Now, you want to talk to me about a group of people who dare bring up A.G. Barr. For the record, A.G. Barr and Trump, I think about it, they weren't buddies. These guys didn't grow up together, Ace Coon Boons, and, you know, woohoo, he's my man. A.G. Barr was part of Bush's administration, which would make you believe that's the last guy that Trump would want in office. But you know why Trump picked him? He picked him because Barr was going to search for the truth. And you know what Barr did? Barr saw what Huber was doing. He saw what Horowitz was doing. He called it out publicly. He called it out. The Washington Examiner reported on the time. Here's what Representative Doug Collins, top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News. He says, you can expect this report later in the fall. Says, I think we'll get the IG's report sometime around Labor Day, September the 2nd. So why the delay? Because more people are going to give their testimony. Durham is in charge. The delay, this article says, the delay in Horowitz's work was reportedly due to the team's two-day meeting with Steele in person in London in early June. During the Trump's visit to the UK, they found Steele's information credible enough to warrant extending their investigation. I want you to imagine the scrambling of the swamp, the rats within the swamp, when the news came that Durham was replacing Obama appointee John Huber. That was a signal to D.C. that things had changed. So now Durham can and will likely convene a grand jury. He has the authority to subpoena people outside of the government. So I say to these leftists, the clock is ticking on you. It is. Christmas is going to come early for conservatives, and when the veil is pulled back on this political scam of biblical proportions, we are going to find a princess bride. Because let me tell you, if I were a Democrat, I'd be scared to death right now. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.